150 horsepower, muscle enough to power a race car 300 feet in 1 second. To control this kind of muscle, it takes an arrogant, confident man.
I don't feel I have to prove myself. I decide I want to win, I go out and win. If I don't, I just don't care.
A strange statement from a man who's won the Indianapolis 500 three times, who has had victory in virtually every kind of automobile racing. Don't you believe it? He cares about every inch of every racetrack. In the next half hour, you'll meet A.J. Foyt of Houston, Texas, and you'll get an idea how he really feels about winning. ABC's Championship Auto Racing. This is high sky country, the Arizona desert, the unlikely location of a one-mile oval racetrack that's as mean as the rattlesnakes that sleep in its sunny infield. It's one of the fastest one-mile tracks in the country. To survive it, a race driver better be quick. Hello, I'm Keith Jackson, and today, in Phoenix, Arizona, at the Phoenix International Raceway, we're going to take a look at United States Auto Club USAC Championship Car Racing. I guess you'd say the USAC Championship Car is the American version of the Grand Prix machine. These machines, the Turbo Offie, the Turbo Ford, will be sprinting down this straight into high-speed turns. We've got some of the great ones ready to run on this racetrack. Mario Andretti, the Unser brothers. Joe Leonard, Art Pollard. And, of course, no USAC championship car race would really be a championship race unless you had that tough Texan running in it, Anthony Joseph Foyt.
Well, how long is it going to be before he starts? 3 o'clock.
Waiting for the start of this race, Foyt seems to be a man utterly sure of himself. He trusts his own ability, trusts his crew's ability, their skill, their strength, their dedication. They've traveled a lot of miles with A.J. Crew Chief Tony Foyt Sr., A.J.'s father. He knows how much his son really cares about winning, about losing, about not finishing. Over the years, A.J. Foyt's learned, don't trust rookies, narrow groove racetracks, and don't depend on racing luck. A.J. can remember what it's like to race here at Phoenix International Raceway, like the time he wrecked here 3 years ago and was burned. Or 1 year ago when Al Unser won the race, A.J. escaped this tangle, finished fourth. A.J. Foyt remembers. He's 6 feet, 200 pounds. He's won Indy three times, USAC National Championship five times. He and Dan Gurney shared the only American win in an American car at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. He's won in modifieds and midgets, dirt cars, dragsters, and last Sunday won stock car racing's biggest prize, the Daytona 500. To win that much, you have to have good equipment, racing intelligence, luck, be talented, and be very tough. This is Foyt's Castle, A.J. Foyt Enterprises, Houston, Texas.
Well, you know, a lot of people walk in my shop, they say, A.J., why do you still have so many of your old cars around? Well, a lot of these cars bring back a lot of good memories, such as this car right here. This car that won Le Mans. The car I'm sitting on is one of the new Coyotes. The cars back in the foregrounds is one of the cars that sit on the pole with 1969 at Indianapolis. And to me, to give up one of my race cars would be like giving up part of my body. And I just live and love and just love race cars.
A.J. Foyt's a millionaire. He earned it all in racing. A bare-knuckled genius at making a fast car faster, but gentle when soothing a new turbocharger on his Coyote Ford. The turbocharger makes a championship car unique. Ordinary engines take in air, mix it with fuel, explode it, expel it through the exhaust. But why not take that hot exhaust and use its pressure to turn a rotor like this? Now that rotor is used to turn another, called a compressor, which sucks in more outside air, rams it under pressure into the intake, creating more power because more air and fuel are compressed into the combustion chamber, causing a hotter, more powerful explosion. This is a United States Auto Club Championship car, a highly sophisticated, beautifully engineered machine for racing. It is created to win on the USAC Championship Trail, a series of 11 races from March to December. But the ultimate purpose is to win the Indianapolis 500, the most important single automobile race in the world. Compared to the average family sedan, a championship car, or Indy car as it's called, looks pretty small. Its displacement or engine size is about half. But look at the horsepower, the kind needed to reach 200 miles an hour and more down the backstretch at Indy. It must have a large fuel tank for a very good reason. It burns a lot of fuel. An Indy car burns methyl alcohol, not gasoline. Expensive. But to race in this league, you've got to think big all the way around.
Ready? You got a hole in? Huh?
Ford's been out for practice and caught a sharp rock in the radiator. He knew the track was dirty, but he couldn't wait. Now he'll pay for it with lost time.
I shouldn't have went out there.
Life in the pits with A.J. Foyt when things aren't right can be mighty testy.
Get it fixed. Don't look at it.
It's a little bit like doing a dance with a chainsaw, because he's quick. He wants the people that work for him to be quick also. I don't think anybody that works for him is as quick as he is. But he never asks you to do anything that he can't do himself. And if you don't think you're doing it quick enough, why, he'll do it himself. Everything is just quick, quick, quick. And that's the way he races.
We put our camera on the rear wing of a race car for a ride during practice to get the feel of Phoenix International Raceway. The track gives you three choices of travel. To your left, dirt and rocks that can flip you. To your right, a blanket of slippery sand to spin you into the guardrail. Or the obvious groove. The groove on a racetrack is born from angles, in effect, the shortest distance at maximum speed. The searing desert sun bakes the surface of the track here at Phoenix. The desert sand oozes to the surface, resulting in a slickness that doubles the treachery. In practice, seven cars have wrecked. Lose it in the sand, into the dirt on the left, then back through the sand on the right, into the guardrail. That quick, it's all over. And the rattlesnake track uncoils again under the sun.
That thing sure threw water fuel or something all up in there.
Did it spray it?
He didn't, no.
And the sorting out of practice goes on. Tire engineers measure temperatures across the surface of the tires with a special thermometer. It's a way to check wheel alignment. Properly aligned, the full width of the tire contacts the road and causes even inside-to-outside heating of the tread surface. Here, exaggerated, is a misalignment causing too much wear and thus heat on the inside. And here, the reverse. A driver must get maximum tire surface on the track to utilize all of his horsepower. A thousand things to keep in mind, and A.J. Foyt doesn't miss a trick. It's his neck. As simple as that. And A.J. knows it. Listen to the two sides of A.J. Foyt. The public figure, realistic, professional, and the private man, warm, concern.
I've got a boy that'll be 16. I got a girl 13, a boy 8. There, I've been racing, you know, ever since they've been born, so they've just learned to live with it.
You're running about 660, 680.
No, not that much.
Well, I average when she pulls out.
What could we safely run for boost here?
Well, the way you're running, you should really run 84 inches.
At the end of their straightaway?
Well, I don't know about there. Now.
See, what happens is
it comes up and bleeds
down. Yeah, it drops way down. So what should you do? Reach a half.
I'd say come off about 86, 88, and it shouldn't drop under 83. Racing's been good to us. It's been my whole life, like I say. I don't look at it as no more danger than a regular job. I don't think they do either.
I can't fly around the top side. Maybe you can. You gonna try?
No. I just don't think I can make it.
My family, my wife's never cared for racing at all. I think they enjoy it and they like it. And my wife accepts it. I don't think she likes it, but she accepts it.
I accept it, yes, because I don't think I'm going to get it much better now, right now.
The race is the Phoenix 150. Voigt's won it twice. A win today would move him into second place in the final 1971 USAC National Point Standings. Roger Penske, impressed by Voigt's professional attitude, his history.
When he comes in under yellow, the pace car is moving pretty quick. We dump fuel. And say you get one tire change, he wants to change all four. We just let him go back out and catch up with the pace car. And then come back in.
10 seconds, I think we can... However relaxed and confident, it's hard not to let tension creep in moments before the start of a race. Into the car. Safety harness arranged. Snug down. Latched. We heard A.J. Voigt say he doesn't have to prove himself, that he doesn't always have to win. Financially, he's set. Why then does he continue to race?
Every day is something new or somebody builds something new. And it's just a big challenge, you know, just see who can actually stay on top. But also, you got to remember, you're not going to be able to stay in this game all your life. Let's face it, after you get up to age so far, you're going to have to retire. So I was just 37. That's pretty old.
Another race about to begin. Do you now believe the best race car driver in America doesn't care about winning? Young drivers today look up to A.J. Voigt as the best. And Voigt refers them to the years of struggle that put him at the top.
The people racing today just don't realize how lucky they are for the equipment and also the money and the backing that most of the drivers have that come along today. When actually I started, I had no backing. I slept in the back seat of a car. And today, you get a lot of young drivers that's very good that come up, and if they don't have about the fanciest motel or something, they get all mad and huffy and don't want to race. But they really don't know what hard times is in racing.
One tough Texan, A.J. Voigt at Phoenix. Continues in a moment. This is the end of pace lap. 40 cars and drivers came to Phoenix. Only the fastest 24 will start. Bobby Unser qualified fastest. Mark Donahue second. A.J. Voigt in third starting position. Going into this final race of the USAC championship season, Joe Leonard has clinched the championship points title for the year. A.J. Voigt can be runner-up if he wins here today. Off the green flag, 24 cars aim for the groove in turn one. Bobby Unser, car number two, gets there first. A.J. in his nine car slips inside Donahue in the blue, number 66. This is a 150-mile race, 150 laps, one pit stop, a sprint around four, left-hand turn, dogleg, backstretch. Bobby Unser, A.J. Voigt, Mark Donahue, one, two, three. Casualty of the day, Sweet Savage, last year's winner of this race, out with a broken cam gear. Al Unser in the blue and yellow number one, inside, moves on Johnny Rutherford. Rutherford dives for the groove. Unser's car climbs Rutherford's tail. Johnny Rutherford, Al Unser, out of the race. Without injury. 134 laps to go.
Track was awfully dirty. Makes it kind of bad.
Green flag. The race is on again. For A.J. Voigt, it's time to move. They say the only place to pass on this track is on the front straight. Watch Voigt on turn two go way inside the groove to pass Bobby Unser. Now, once more in his long career of racing, it's A.J. in front and flying. That pass was classic Voigt, a move of skill, daring, and precision, the move of a man totally committed to winning. Bobby Unser in the pits and out. Not a good day for the Unser family, but it may be for the Voits. AJ isn't shy about declaring his intention to pass slower cars. A wave of his hand like this, and if that doesn't work, he may drive over you. If you're driving a slow car on the USAC Championship Trail and AJ Foyt waves you over, you ought to give him room. At Phoenix, if you don't give him room, you'll end up in the sand or on the fence. With Roger McCluskey and Mario Andretti running second and third, AJ comes in for his pit stop, losing the lead for now, but he'll get it back when McCluskey and Andretti make their stops. His crew will change two tires, add 14 gallons of fuel, and get him back on the track in 17 seconds. On his way again, headed for the front. In 17 laps, the lead changes four times. First, McCluskey replaces Foyt. Then McCluskey fits. Bill Vukovich takes over. Then it's Andretti. It's difficult to keep it all straight. But Jack Starn knows that races have been blown because a crew didn't know the position of their car.
Right now we're running third. Bill Vukovich, but we were one lap ahead of him, and we've already made our pit stop, and he's going to have to make one, so him and Andretti, so then we'll be back right there in front.
You can pass him anywhere, though.
You can probably go by him anyway.
Mario Andretti, the leader in red car number 5, feels Foyt behind him. Andretti pushes as hard as he dares, trying to get around Bobby Unser. Unser by now, well down in the pack. Mario wants to put traffic in front of Foyt. But Unser goes into the pits again as Andretti blasts down the front straight. Striking distance of Andretti. Two of the best drivers in the business. Mario in front. AJ closing. A classic duel on the hot race track. Foyt tries inside. Mario holds him off. The tension's getting to Foyt's crew. They want this one. Yellow light, cars slow down, field bunches up. In AJ's pit, Jack Starnes is sure where car number 9 is running in the race.
Tell me, is he down a lap or is he on a
second? No, we're on the same lap, we're running second.
With Mario.
I know that. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Andretti's leading it, AJ's second, McCluskey's third.
On the track, there is no confusion in the mind of AJ Foyt. To take first place, he knows he has to pass Andretti. With a coyote screaming down the front straight at 300 feet per second, the car and engine he built himself, Foyt takes Andretti and leads the race. A great duel, won by horsepower and muscle and a lot of nerve at the right moment. Pure Foyt, skillful, daring, precise. Phoenix International Raceway, one lap to go. Anthony Joseph Foyt out in front and really singing. This is his first USAC victory on a paved track in 2 years. The only driver to win the USAC championship 5 times. For Tony Foyt Sr., a sweet old song you never hear too often. At the checkered flag, his crew jumps with joy, then needles AJ with a pit sign, 2. Because he finishes second in the final USAC championship points.
Took all year, but
watch it, watch it. Here he goes.
He'll probably come in here.
A.J. Foyt won his first USAC prize money in 1956 when he was 21. It was at Indianapolis. He wore a silk shirt, a red bandana, and won $68 in fourth place in a midget race under the lights. His victory here today was his 43rd USAC career championship car win. He's won over $1 million racing in that division alone. A short moment of triumph. 3 months from now, A.J. Foyt can become the only 4-time winner in Indy 500 history.
A.J.
Set that right in the middle of that new den.
Where'd you put his helmet?
Recall what he said at the beginning of the program.
I don't feel I have to prove myself. I decide I want to win, I go out and win. If I don't, I just don't care.
Look at his face. That is not the face of a man who doesn't care about winning. The executive producer of ABC Sports is Rune Arledge. One tough Texan, A.J. Foyt at Phoenix, produced by Ned Steckel.